Hello.
I'm Mitzi.
I am Ever.
And we're reporters for ConnectoPod.
And also volunteers for the Canoga Park Library branch. And this is What's Cooking.
Today we'll be discussing healthy recipes. We will be talking about our personal favorites. So for this episode, I'll be interviewing Ever.
I am Ever.
And so what favorite healthy recipe are you sharing today?
My favorite healthy recipe that I am sharing today is my family's banana milkshake.
Okay. Does it have a cultural importance?
Yes, it does, because milkshakes are very common from where I am from, which is El Salvador.
And how do you make?
So it's healthy. So like my dad just usually puts milk, bananas, and ice.
And why would you consider it healthy?
I would consider it healthy because it's organic and it's only its natural ingredients. And the sugar from the banana is natural. We don't add any other sugar.
And is there any way which you think you can improve your recipe so it's healthier?
Ways to improve the recipe is probably just to not put a lot of milk.
Do you consider your milkshake a breakfast or a dessert?
I would consider the banana milkshake both ways, because it could just be eaten any time of the day as a snack too. Now I am going to be interviewing Itzy. What favorite healthy food are you sharing today?
I'll be sharing ceviche.
Okay. Does ceviche have a cultural importance?
Yeah, it's a Mexican plate, and my mom cooks it a lot in our family.
How do you make it?
Well, the way my family makes it is we boil the shrimp, and then while that's boiling, we cut up cucumbers, tomatoes, onion, cilantro, and a lemon so we can like put it over the ceviche once it's done. And then we take out the shrimp of the boiling water and we let it cool down so it doesn't cook the vegetables when we mix them together. And once it's cool, we mix all the vegetables, we add the shrimp, and we add lemon, we add like a fish seasoning, and we add ketchup.
So why would you consider ceviche healthy?
I would consider it healthy because of all the vegetables it has in it, and it's a low-fat food.
How could you improve your recipe so it's healthier?
I feel like we could improve it by not adding so much shrimp, because shrimp is a very high cholesterol food, and we could substitute it with fish or with any other like low cholesterol or low fat meat or protein.
We also wanted to mention the food handler certificate that we both received.
The food handler's course was taken so we would be certified to serve lunch at the local library, which is the Canoga Park branch. And in order to get the certificate, you have to take a course on what handling food is. And
the exam had five different courses. For example, there was like ways to prevent contamination, what to do when you see a pest, or like make sure you have the right materials to handle food. And yeah, it was fun.
So when you eat our banana shakes or you try our ceviche, you can be sure that we knew how to cook it and it was very safe.
And delicious.
Yes. So this was Itzy.
And this was Ever.
And this segment of the series, What's Cooking, was sponsored by
the Library Association.
And a big thanks to
Marcia Melconian
for letting us take part in this project.
Thank you, everybody.